If you did a good job of selecting heat-tolerant and long-lasting summer bedding plants when you planted them back in April or May, then they should still be in reasonably good shape this time of the year. Now, some plants simply don't have the stamina to make it through our long, hot summer growing season. If you do have some flower beds and some of the plants look decidedly unattractive now, they're past their prime, they're looking poorly, well, don't just leave them in that flower bed looking bad. Pull them out, throw them in your compost pile, and mulch that bed. Now, here in September, it's still too early to start planting the cool season bedding plants like pansies and violas and snapdragons and dianthus. So it'd be better just to simply clean out that bed thoroughly, get rid of all the weeds, put a nice layer of mulch over that bed to keep it looking neat, attractive, and keep the weeds from growing, and simply leave that bed alone until the weather cools down and it's time to replant. For Get It Growing, I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.